WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter. And let's be real, life in the digital age can feel like a non-stop scroll through an endless feed of chaos. Between work emails, news alerts, and the constant pressure to curate the perfect online persona, it's no wonder so many of us are feeling fried. But listen up, because today we're tackling one of the biggest culprits behind that overstimulated feeling, social media stress. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing likes, validation, and that elusive sense of keeping up? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and your heart jumps in anticipation, only to realize it's just another notification about someone else's seemingly perfect life? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It connects us, informs us, and even entertains us. But when we let it control our emotions and define our self-worth, it quickly becomes a source of anxiety and stress. So how do we tap out of this social media madness? How do we reclaim our time, energy, and mental sanity without becoming complete digital recluses? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to help you level up your relationship with the online world. 1. Recognize the trap. The first step is admitting there's a problem, right? We're all susceptible to the comparison game and the relentless pressure to project an image of perfection. Remember, folks, what you see online is often curated highlights, not the full story. It's like looking at a movie trailer. It promises excitement and adventure, but doesn't show you the messy, complicated stuff in between. So, take a step back and ask yourself, is this comparison game serving me? Or am I letting someone else's highlight reel dictate my mood? 2. Set boundaries like a boss. You wouldn't let just anyone waltz into your home uninvited, so why let social media notifications hijack your attention whenever they please? Create boundaries, set limits on your screen time, and designate specific times for checking apps. You can even go old school, silence those notifications. Trust me, the world won't end if you don't respond to every comment instantly. 3. Curate your feed with intention. Think of your social media feeds like a garden. You wouldn't want weeds taking over, right? Unfollow accounts that drain your energy, trigger negative emotions, or make you feel inadequate. Seek out content that inspires, informs, and uplifts you. Surround yourself with positive vibes. 4. Remember your offline life. This one is crucial. Social media shouldn't be the highlight of your day. Make time for real-life connections, hobbies, activities that bring you joy, and experiences that nourish your soul. Put down your phone, go for a walk, connect with loved ones face-to-face, reconnect with what truly matters outside the digital realm. 5. Practice digital detox. Ever felt like you're on autopilot scrolling through endless feeds? It's time to hit the reset button. Take regular breaks from social media. Even just a few hours or a day can make a huge difference. Disconnect, recharge, and rediscover the beauty of being present in the moment. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a party. You're surrounded by friends. Laughter fills the air, and the conversation is flowing. But then, someone pulls out their phone, starts scrolling through social media, and suddenly the energy shifts. The room feels a little less lively, and everyone's attention is divided. That's what constant social media checking can do. It can drain the joy from real-life interactions and disconnect us from the people around us. Think about how much more fulfilling that party would be if everyone put their phones away and truly engaged with each other. It's a simple shift, but it makes all the difference. Remember, folks, social media is a tool. Use it wisely. Don't let it control your emotions or dictate your self-worth. Set boundaries, curate your feed with intention, and prioritize real-life connections. You've got this. And if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share it with someone who could use a little social media detox in their life. See you in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another overstimulation challenge head-on. Until then, keep it real, keep it balanced, and keep tapping out of those stressful situations.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.